Blog Talk Radio.
Destiny, and have a special show we're doing today, and we have a guest, Dr. Mel Butler, who is a living legacy, and he's going to share with us a product that he has that can help clean the air and also a type of fundraiser that people can use this product for. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others, Dr. Mel Butler. Dr. Butler, you there?
I'm here, and thank you very, very much for the fine introduction and the invitation to your show. I tell you, I've listened to your introduction song, and It's one of the things I used to think about all the time. It's your time. And definitely for all you've done in the community and for all you've done, it is definitely your time. And I'm hoping that we can just make a little contribution, your listeners, in terms of them joining in. Because not only is it your time, it's time for all of our people to do some things that will benefit their lives and the lives of their children that come after them. It's time for us to do that. And I think that we have some things that might be able to help in that journey. But again, I want to first thank you for all the things that you've done in the community and your long-lasting patience in terms of trying to help us as a culture get to where we need to be, because we're in critical times right now, and those that are leaders need to really show forth what a leader should do, and leaders come forward. But again, I thank you very, very much for this opportunity. You know, we have been having difficulties in probably the last 5 to 10 years with regard to uniting our community, encouraging our young people, trying to provide hope for those out there who are hopeless and looking for an opportunity. All people want is a way that they can feel good about being a part of this earth. We need to have a clean earth. We need to have a vibrant earth. So, of course, as the inhabitants on earth, it's our job to take charge of it and make sure that it's clean and right for everybody. So I'm happy that we can announce that we have a project. It's a pilot project, but our background is that we've worked with inventors for probably the last 50 years or so. Some of your listeners might not know that there was a department that was called Technology Commercialization Centers. There were 7 such centers around the United States, and those centers were put there to assist regular people in their ideas. You know, there was a time when you really couldn't express your ideas because somebody would steal it, and you didn't know how to get it on the marketplace. And actually, there was a law, a historical law, that was passed by a friend of mine. He actually did it, James Pat Reed. If you look that up in your spare time, James Pat Reed is listed as a history maker. He and I went to elementary school together. I didn't know him many, many years. I would run across him again. But James was a sculptor, and he made sculptures. And a company commissioned him to do a sculpture for Billie Holiday in Baltimore, Maryland, on Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, Mr. Reed did the sculpture, and when the sculpture came out, the company that had hired him refused to give him the rights or any royalties from that sculpture. Well, he, of course, sued them, and it became a international known case. And when the case was decided, instantly, the person who wrote the opinion was none other than Thurgood Marshall. So here you have James Earl Reed, a Baltimorean, Thurgood Marshall, a Baltimorean, on a case that could benefit everybody in the world. Because at that time, if you came up with an idea in your company, you could not have that idea. The company gained control of the idea, and you couldn't do anything like it or similar for like 3 to 5 years after you left the company. Well, James kept the suit and pursued the suit, and he won the suit. You can look that up. Actually, the suit that he won gave you and I the right to have the intellectual property and rights to a product if we came up with it, even though we were working for a company at that time. So if you came up with or come up with an invention, then you still have an opportunity to get royalties from that invention. Well, excuse me, that project was sort of the project that launched me into the field that I'm in, to make sure that those people that came up with ideas, they would be protected and they could receive a royalty from what they did. Some of the projects that we did was the automobile, the Hummer, the military automobile that later became a public automobile also. Hot Pockets, which was a big hit with all the college students, something that's called the robotic, designed to be a lawnmower by a man by the name of Clarence Noakes. These people, by the way, on the internet, you can look them up. Clarence Noakes came up with what he wanted to be, a portable lawnmower, remote control lawnmower that could mow the lawn and you could sit down. Well, because most inventors like to keep control over everything, Mr. Noakes would not let it go and let anybody else do it. So through all the years, it passed on, and now you know of it as the robot that comes around and collects your mail. The military uses it a lot. Those are some of the things that we did and why I'm about to launch the program that we have now. You know, there's a lot of talk about clean air, air pollution, and the air is polluted. Most of you may or may not know that the air that we breathe now is the dirtiest air that we've had in centuries. The air is actually dirty. It's polluted. The germs and bacteria and the things, particles from the smoke, like the fires in Canada, comes and that stays in the air. And where does it go? It has to go someplace. Well, we end up breathing it, and that's why you get the air alerts. And you have something called the Clean Air Project, where the government has put up so much money for us to clean up the air since we've polluted the air. And people can be a part of that movement. There are a lot of companies, a lot of ideas that are coming up with ways to clean the air. And how do you clean the air? And why do you clean the air? Number one, the only way you can clean the air is through filtration. That means you have to filter the air that we breathe. We can't see it, but they're fine particles. They're called nanoparticles that are in the air. They're so small, you can't see them. But if you have asthma or if you have any kind of problem with your respiratory system, you know that sometimes it's hard to breathe. And that's because those particles are in the air. They go into your lungs, and that makes it difficult for you to breathe. Well, one of our clients back some time ago, almost 25, 30 years ago, answered a call from NASA. And NASA is a space program that's responsible for putting out the space platform so that they can measure the air quality and different things that could affect us here on Earth before they come to Earth and become a catastrophe. Well, when NASA was building the space platform and put it out there, they found that there were all sorts of molds growing on the space station, and some of them they couldn't identify. So they put out a call for anybody to help them solve that problem. And a gentleman from Japan, Mr. Hiroshiki, he came forth and said, listen, there's something we've been using for over 100 years already that I think will help solve that problem. And he presented it to NASA, and it was titanium. Titanium is a metal. It's found when you list iron and silver and aluminum, then titanium is listed as number 9. So that means it's very, very plentiful, and it's found in every shovel full of dirt that you find has some titanium in it, particularly if it's near water. So any place near the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, and somewhere along the line, we are near those oceans. The land contains titanium. Well, they found out that titanium had been used in many, many products, single products, for years and years and years. When you brush your teeth in the morning, if you brush your teeth with white toothpaste, it contains titanium. If you have a birthday party and have a birthday cake with white icing on it, it contains titanium. A wedding cake, if it's white, contains titanium. Ice cream contains titanium. When you see them fixing, repairing a street or constructing a street, and when they put the white line down on the street, that white line contains titanium. If you walk into a building and the building looks bright and the walls are a museum or something like that, and it's all lit up and it's bright, that white paint contains titanium. So, in short, anything that contains white or anything that needs to be brightened up contains titanium. By the way, the body, the human body contains titanium also. Because why? The food that comes out of the ground, titanium is in the ground, so titanium becomes a part of the foods that we eat. So it's there. Now it's called titanium dioxide. Now many of you, if you're from the country or you've been exposed to pure drinking water that say came out of a well or from a spring, if you are in the country, that water out of the spring tastes very good, right? Excellent. People say how good it tastes. But when you ask them, how is it treated? It's not treated by anything. What makes it taste so good is titanium being in the ground. Once it rains, the rain goes over the titanium. And when the rain goes over the titanium and light hits it, it causes a reaction. Just like a flower when it blooms, a reaction is caused to purify the water. And it produces a molecule, a oxygen molecule. Now, when it rains, you can smell those extra molecules because if you walk outside after a rainstorm and sometimes just before a rainstorm when there's lightning, the air smells different. The reason the air smells different is there is an abundance of extra oxygen molecules in the air. So in short, titanium does not have an extra oxygen molecule when it starts, but once it's hit with water and air, it has a process, not the titanium, because people will call in and say, well, titanium is a powder. Yes, it is until it's converted. And it is the process we are talking about. And that process is called photocatalytic process. That means you produce a super oxygen molecule, which acts really like a bully. That molecule will search out any bad bacteria, any VOCs or particles that are bad for you. It will kill them, destroy them, and help to strengthen your lungs. That brings me to how you can use titanium dioxide in your life and help make you have a better life in the future. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a program that we have come up with that's called Safe Reentry Program. It's a project, a pilot project, which allows you to be a part of using a product that can help you with your health, help you with your lungs, strengthen your immune system, and at the same time, make it safe for you and your family to function. And what we're hoping to do is that people like Jahi, who have been the groundbreakers, the actual trailbreakers and things like this, the titanium dioxide can be coated. It's a coating, and you can coat it on anything. And one of the things that we do is we coat it on lights. We can coat it on tables. We can coat it on walls. We can coat it on anything. And what this will do, it will lower the bacteria count in any disease that's out there. That means things like Salmonella, things like MRSA, which hospitals have a big, big problem with. And titanium dioxide, the process will help to get rid of that and help in terms of us cleaning the earth, making a contribution to society, and you being a part of it. Now, hopefully, we will take this product and use it to create jobs. Those of you who don't know what to do or have always wanted to start a business, this is something that through the program that you're listening to and through the leadership of people like Jahi, you can become a part of actually helping the earth, helping your family, cleansing the air. And remember, this is simply an air purification system, but one that can be used by anybody, and anybody can learn the system. And what we're going to do is have a fundraiser to create jobs, but more importantly, to announce that it's also going to be a fundraiser for programs such as you're listening to today. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could say that you were part of history and you were a part of helping something happen that now benefits our society and benefits our people? Well, we're going to announce, and with the help of stations like this and podcasts like this, that you can be a part of making a contribution. I guess you could do it by Cash App, and I'm sure that Jahi will set up something where through a P.O. Box or even just a Cash App. You can Cash App $1, $2, $5, and we're not talking about major contributions, but we're talking about contributions that will be taken to put you in business. This project is designed to raise funds to give you a no-charge opportunity to start your own business and be part of something that is going to be global in nature and will help you become a part of a new program that we're going to announce for young people that are young up to the age of 40. Now, we have a program for people over 40, but this is going to be directed specifically at the young people. Now, are you ready for this? The name of the program will be called YMIT. Remember that. YMIT. Well, what does that mean? That stands for Young Millionaires in Training. So with the help of Jahi and people like that, we have created a program that you, your son, your daughter, all of you together, if you never had a company before, can start a company using the product, receiving training for one of the products that will probably change the way our culture lives on earth today. Now, I'm going to pause at this point because there may be some questions and there may be some things that Jahi may want to ask me, but stay tuned. You don't want to miss the rest of this program and how you one day could become a millionaire. And you know what? How about if you didn't become a millionaire, but maybe you only end up making a couple $100,000? Did you ever do that before? Well, with the program that Jahi has introduced and is allowing us to be a part of, you're going to find out in this broadcast today, and we hope you'll share it with someone else, how you one day can change the culture that we live in. Jahi, that's my introduction.
All right. That's a great introduction, Dr. Butler. And normally I do, when I come on here, I do a reading from Daily Motivations for African-American Success by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Think and Grow Rich and Black Choice.
Black Choice, Think and Grow Rich, yes.
Yeah. And the reading for the day goes like this. Surely one of the saddest experiences in life is to hear someone say, if only I could run, jump, sing, dance, or write like him or her. The message is, if I just had someone else's ability, I'd be a star. But this is simply isn't true. You're fooling yourself. If you believe that you will utilize someone else's ability, if you are not using your own, the truth of the matter is, you already possess the ability and the tools necessary for success, but you must use your gifts and your ability. The most effective way to share your gifts is through service. A guest in a hotel restaurant mentioned to the head waiter one morning and said, I want two boiled eggs, one of them so uncooked that it's runny, and the other one so overcooked that it tastes like rubber. I would also like an order of grilled bacon left on the kettle to get cold, burnt toast, and crumbles as soon as you touch it. The knife. Butter so cold that it rips the bread as I spread it. And a couple weak coffee, lukewarm. That's a complicated order, sir, the waiter replied. It might be a bit difficult, the guest shot back. Okay, but that's exactly what you gave me yesterday. Unfortunately, far too many of us don't bother to use our gifts to the best of our ability. Covetousness and indifference can be found everywhere. Be sure not to fall into this trap. Say it with deeds and words will become unnecessary. That's our reading for the day. And I'm about to go back to your introduction. So the program, Millionaires in Training, how does that work?
Well, actually, it's interesting that you mentioned Dennis. He's a friend of mine. In fact, I do motivational speaking when the Millionaires in Training came about just for that reason. Dennis, as you know, did the black version of Think and Grow Rich. And actually, the book Think and Grow Rich, every successful person that I know has at least read that book, and it's somewhat of a Bible because it's like a work study. You know, you have things that they ask you to do and to write down. And my reason for not going on the speaking tour with some of the other guys that wanted me to do that was you have motivational speakers and you have speakers that get very excited and tell you about the yachts that they have and the trips that they've made and all the things that they have. And I used to sit in the audience and say, well, that's great for you, but what about me? What about me? How can I do all those things? So a lot of people go, they get motivated, they hear these speeches, but they leave that motivation on the seat when they leave the room. So my program is a program, Millionaires in Training, takes anybody that wants and has a desire to be successful. And it covers several areas of people. Motivation is one of the things that we cover. We cover women and those women that are famous and some of the quotes that they have made. And we have about five phases. We wrote a curriculum. We have a whole curriculum. We talk about teamwork because sometimes people come in and they don't know what kind of company they want to start. So we will help them identify, first of all, the different types of companies that you could have. And then you see which one might fit you best. We also have quotes from some of the sports heroes, some of the best people in the world that have motivated people are sports figures, not always highly educated people either. But what they said based on what they did, their performance, are quotes that stick with people. So we will have a section that deals with that. We also, our motivation is one of the sections that I put together, and I like that. When you think of all the listeners that you have on the phone today, think about that. If we were to ask everyone on the phone to take about 30 seconds, and we ask you this question. If you wanted to be a millionaire, if you had an opportunity to be a millionaire, how much money would you have to earn in order to earn $1 million a year? And we'll allow you about 10 seconds to answer that question. No matter who you are, you can have a business, you can be a billionaire. But we want to know, that question should be answered as easy as answering your name. When you can answer it without going to the computer, because some of you cheating already, got your hands on your computers, or you're going to give me a round or about, and that would be wrong. So what we do is teach you, first of all, what does $1 million look like for you? You to earn, not to give away, but you to earn. So we go into that. We go into heavily motivation, as you just correctly said. But we go into the magic of motivation. How does motivation become a magic? If you've got a brain, you can be motivated. If you've got a brain that you use, you can be really motivated. If you've got a brain that works like a computer, there is no stopping you from success. Success is out there for everybody. And we teach everybody, because many of you on this line today have at some point in your life thought about something and then later on saw somebody else put it on the market. Get anybody's attention? Oh, I thought about that. You know, I had that same idea. Well, you know why you thought about it, and do you know why you had the same idea? Because ideas are things. I say that again. ideas are things. Just because you had an idea doesn't mean it stopped. That idea is floating around in space until someone grabs it. It may be here, it may be in Russia, it may be in China, it may be in Japan, but that same idea that you had is out there because the universe allows it to be a free-for-all. So the person that grabs the idea and runs with the idea, that's the person that can learn how to be on the track to having success, being able to help people, and learn how to be a millionaire in training.
All right.
I don't know if we have opportunities for folks to call in, but if they do, if they want to call in, and I'm just giving them a tease. Remember, it is going to be a project. It's going to be a pilot program that will help them to success. Society today, we're looking for success. And with the opportunity, we want to make clear the two things we're offering on the show today is, one, be a part of saying thank you. People have probably listened to this show. I know they've listened to my show. And they wonder, well, what can I do? The one first thing you could do in appreciation is make a contribution to the show. It costs money to put shows on. It costs money to get people, fly them in, their expertise. So just maybe as a way of saying thank you to the host of this show, that's, you know, you don't have to send a lot. What if you sent $1, $5? And our fundraiser, we're going to do the fundraiser because so many of our people in our culture have declared fundraisers and raised maybe $100,000 or $200,000 when we have some of the top people, top income earners in the world, not in the nation, in the world. But even they don't know how to make a contribution to our people here in this country so that they can see the benefits and see the results. That's why many of them make contributions overseas, because the people appreciate whatever it is that comes to them. And we as a culture have to, of course, start developing that same attitude. Don't be afraid if this program becomes one of the top philanthropic programs in the country. Don't be afraid if you send somebody $5 or $10 by Cash App. Don't think that that's not a significant contribution. It is. Every contribution is significant. But you have to take the first step. You need to be the one to say, hey, here's my contribution. Doesn't matter what it is. And if you do that, you're on your way to changing our culture. You're on your way for helping teens see that leaders are still there. But leaders are made. Very few leaders are born. Leaders are made through a process. And what Jahi is offering today and what I'm willing to be a part of today is each week come on and give you a story about somebody else that is a legacy that's made. Legacies don't just happen, but you can be a part of it. Your name can be etched in history. And we should be, as a group of people, wanting to do that in this time that we're living in now, because there are forces that try just as hard to keep us from doing this. There are people on this line right now that have the means, the ability, and can contribute to putting you in a field that could change your life forever. It may be in the floor field. It may be in the development field. It may be in the entertainment field. Products that we have that we will teach you to use and teach you. You notice we didn't say start a business and my name. We didn't say start a business and Jahi's name. We said start your own business. Now, out of the thousands of people that are listening, some of you right away are going to get a fear of doing that. That's called a fear of success. But if you don't, you have to take time, because being successful means commitment. It means patience. It means you doing the things that other people don't do. You show me a successful person, and I'll show you a person that's willing to do something that somebody else is not willing to do. Oh, I don't know, Dr. Weller, I just don't have time. Well, you got time to go to sleep. That's about 6 or 8 hours. You got time to wake up. That's another 6 or 8 hours. Well, I wonder if the Creator didn't make you so you would have time if you decided to do it, if you wouldn't have maybe an hour or whatever it takes to change your life. Do you realize that if you can change your life economically, we're not talking about meetings and greetings. We're talking about economic development for a culture of people that are out there that who want to change their life and not through the political process. We don't need politicians. We can make politicians. When you do that, then you can also have economic development. Well, Jaheed, that, I mean, if there are questions, I would love to answer them, and I hope I'm on track with what you have in mind. I hope that we can get a fundraiser and that your company and what you do can be an example that we can stick together, we can pull together, and if we lift you, we're going to lift a whole bunch of other people at the same time.
Yes, we will. Trying to pop the switchboard now.
Yep. So do we have a means that people, if they can, until they can get something set up with you, if they want to cash at me, I believe it's called Rock dollar sign or Rock 13. Can you give them what the Cash App is? And they must label it FR, that's for fundraiser, so that we can make sure that they get channeled to you. And then we will set up the appropriate PO box or whatever it needs. We have one company out in Indiana that we did this for, and within 24 hours, they had raised more money than they had done on all the fund-me kind of thing that they had going. We're talking about specific growth. We're talking about specific challenges, and we're talking about avenues and lanes that are open to us that are not threatening to anybody out there. You can get in a lane. You can learn to be a leader. You can learn how not to have to say, I need money for rent, or I need this, I need that. And we're talking about leadership development amongst our young people and our older people. So what do you have, or any of your guests that want to make a comment, then the lines should be open for them to do that.
I'm checking the switchboard now.
All right.
As far as the Cash App goes, I'm pulling yours up now.
Tell them to make sure they identify themselves and they put FR so we know it will go to fundraiser. And we will notify those people no matter what. If it's only $1, we will notify you to see if you are ready to start on your way to becoming a millionaire. As I said before, the disclaimer is, no, everybody's not going to be a millionaire, but it's called that if you have a goal for $1 million. You think you'll be angry with Jahi or me if you only end up making $100,000 when you never made that kind of money in your life, or you happen to be one of the people, and we have many of them around the country who are successful with this process. You see, this is not just sitting in a meeting and making some motivational speaker have a lot of money and have them get wealthy through the books and things that they sell to you. We're talking about you being the catalyst, you being the leader, you being the starter, you being the person that has a company. If you don't know how to start that company, we will help you do that. But we want this to be in your name, and the only thing we ask is as you become successful, you remember that there's someone behind you and make a donation back to the fund that we will use to build other people. We don't have to keep asking for money. We pay taxes and we deserve it. However, we have things that we can do on our own by ourselves so that we are not dictated in the way that we run our business. Jahi, I'm excited.
I'm excited too, Dr. Butler.
Mm.
Trying to get through these technical difficulties here with
Well, we always get that, you know, Satan is out there gonna be busy. But that's okay, because if we don't get it today, we'll be right back to do it again and again and again until somebody says, hey, I got it. I'd Cash App my $5 or my $10. My name is so-and-so, so-and-so, and we are going to make the first 10 people, and just so they'll get an idea how it's going to be done, we're going to take from amongst the contributors, we're going to take 10 companies each year and start and help those companies by putting money, ideas. We have cartographers. We have people that are advertising people, marketing people, design people. We have all those people already in place. We're not looking for those people. We have them that are wrap around for what you might want to do. The product that we have is simply what one that you can use. Everybody can use it to make your family healthy, make your family safe. It's simply we have a light that's coated, and that light can kill bacteria. It can save energy in your energy bill and also give you an opportunity for a job. We have a liquid that you can coat anything. You can coat a table. You can coat a chair. You can coat a book bag. You can make it safe for your child to go to the daycare center or your child to go to school or for you to go to a restaurant and safely eat and maybe start your own business. There are going to be so many opportunities with this for you to start your own business, but the way that you start, you help yourself by helping somebody else. So if you're on this line and have a way, listen to the instructions that Jahi is giving you, and let's see if we can't start this thing today.
All right. Just trying to get through this technical difficulties here with the switchboard. So,
if they just send to what is my Cash App? Is it Rock 13 or something like that?
No.
$$ Rock 13. Isn't that it? That's the one we use for fundraisers. I believe it's $ Rock and the number 13. And remember, they want to put the name and they want to identify that it's FR for fundraiser. So that way we can contribute everything they donate. The other sponsors will add to it to help that person. If they don't have a business, to start a business. If they do have a business, we can support that business. And folks, we're talking about things that you would not believe that you could be a part of. We're talking about special events, special award ceremonies, special golf tournaments.
Your Cash App is $Rock013.
Okay. We'll say that again for the audience.
$Rock, R-O-C-K, 013.
Okay. So that's all they have to do. And let's see if we can't get that started. And we will have it set up so that, one, we remember we're looking for people that want to be successful, looking for people that want to change our culture, looking for people that don't want to complain but want to say to the young people, yes, we do have leaders, and yes, we're willing to lead you, and we want you. We invite you. The young people are begging for solutions. Cities need solutions, and we have solutions. If the city buys into these pilot projects, we would have worked for the next 20 to 30 years in our community. We are talking about projects that are not going out to the world. We're talking about starting at home. Our projects start from a foundation at home and build right out into the universe. And so please, if you're listening to this show, this is the time to start. And when the show is over, Jahi, I'd like for you to give me the names. I will personally call people that want to get started so we can see who they are. And then we'll give them some details and send them. And they will be part of a movement that has never been seen before in this country. Jahi, are you going to be one of those people?
Yes, sir.
That sounds like a leader to me. And I know at least 5 to 10 of my friends that are out there that are listening, as soon as they can get to the phone and they can get that information in. But we would like to do this, you know, a portion of your show week after week until we get the numbers and get the people that understand we are not puppets. And we can chart our own destiny. We have lanes open when we tell you, and you join, you will be amazed. And every city has the foundation of what we're talking about. Every city as the foundation for the project that we are talking about and the need for the projects that we are talking about. We don't want to say them on the air right away because they're copycats and people that will try to scam you, and we want to avoid that. So all you need to do is call in $ROCK013. You can donate $1, $5, $10. It does not matter. Just become a part of what's going on. And each week, we'll give you a story of a different legacy person that will be involved in this event. You may not know what you want to do right now, but when you listen to some of these people that are already in business and who are looking for good people, then it may spark you to say, okay, I can do that. So again, I encourage you, take the lead. Make this be one of the different podcasts where people didn't just call in and listen. A podcast where you take action. And you'll probably be hearing us on other shows too, but this is the first. So write this down. Historically, this is the first person that has access to a product that can be used and will be used as a fundraiser that we guarantee you will raise millions of dollars and create thousands of jobs for our people and our communities.
Okay, we got two calls out there. Let me go ahead and call 240-401-2016.
Call and call your friend. But you call, make your mark. This is history.
240-401-2016. You're on air.
Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
You go to the other caller.
No, I was just listening in. I didn't really have any questions. I was just listening in.
Okay.
To whom are we talking to?
This is Andrea, Dr. Butler.
Who is it?
This is Andrea.
Andrea? Oh, my goodness. That's all the way up in. Where are you from, Andrea? Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. And what do you do?
I'm a proofreader, editor. I have my own business, Proofreading, Inc. So if anybody needs
say that again, because I know a lot of people out there need your service.
Yes, I am a proofreader and editor with my own business called Proofreading, Inc., where we review manuscripts, all kinds of proposals, and other documents.
And you see, folks, that's something that most of you need, because I'm sure you're like me, always talking about a book that you want to write. And Andrew's going to be the person putting my book together. And she's excellent at putting people together and your ideas. So you might want to get her contact information. And definitely, Andrew, we know that you will be part of this circle, and that out of the thousands of people that are calling, sometimes they're shy the first time. We know that. But when they know what you do, and they do, then they'll call. So how would they contact you?
Sure. They can call me at 301-834-2728.
Want to say that again?
301-834-2728.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you go to school? Or were you a kindergarten dropout? Where did you go to school?
No, I am a graduate of Howard University in Washington, D.C., a proud bison, and just have a lot of marketing and editing in my background. I am also an author of a book, a published author, and I have clients who have also published books that I've edited for them. So
what's the name of your
jam.
Book?
It's called Treasured by God.
What is it?
Treasured by God.
Is that possible that people can order your book through Sahi's program? Can we make that available?
Sure. It's you definitely can get a copy of it in paperback and ebook on Amazon. I'm actually working to get it on other platforms as well.
Okay, so you want to go over that again, how they can get your book, because I'm sure of the thousands of people on there. It's an excellent read. I have a vision problem, but someone read it to me. I did have a special person that was going to read it to me, but they never got around to it. So I had to get a substitute person to read this fascinating book. But can you tell them again how they can get that? And let's see, folks, we're going to have a little contest. Let's see how many of you respond, how many of you read these books, that these are authors that look like you, and they have a story to tell, and you really should read them. They're awesome books. So what we're going to do, Jahi, with your permission, as people buy the different books from the different authors that we would have on, because we do have several, let's see how many of them are supportive, because that's what we're talking about, supporting one another. All right, so I don't know what the cost of your book is, but can we set up a line that orders can come? And what we will do as a company, we will order the first 10 to be given away on the next show that you appear on. Then we would have maybe the callers 1, 3 different numbers, but we, Faces Going Places, will purchase 10 of the books. And those books will be used by Jahi for our fundraiser. Is that okay with you?
Perfectly fine with me. I'm all about it. Thank you for that.
Okay.
I appreciate that, Jester.
No, you're quite welcome. All right, Jahi, do we have anyone else? And thank you, Miss Reed, for being on there. You sound like a wonderful, lovely person.
I try to be. Thank you.
All right, well, we hope that you'll keep this number, because we're going to be asking people to become regulars in terms of calling in and pitching the product, and you might even want to be one of the low sponsors of the program. Would that be of interest to you?
That would be, I'm 100% okay with all of that. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for calling in. You sound like a wonderful, beautiful CB person.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Butler.
Thank you for your call. All right, Jahi, we're back to you.
All right, we have another call out there. 410-733-7937. You're on the air.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello. Miss caller, you're on the air. I hope my voice doesn't sound that bad, but can you speak up so we can hear you?
410-733-7937. You're on the air.
I used to have a cat, and I would say the cat's got her tongue, but I don't have the cat anymore, so the cat can't have her tongue. So can you talk to her and tell her to speak up, not to be shy? Tell her, come on with it.
You speak up. You took the time to call in. So we'd like to hear what you got to say. 410-733-7937.
Hello, caller. That sounds like a performing type person. So, caller, would you please state your name and what you do, please? Usually when that happens, folks, that means that the caller has your program on, because they don't want to disappoint the person who told them to call, but somehow they have it on mute, and they have to take it off mute so that they can answer the question. So, caller, are you there?
410-733-7937. You're on the air.
Okay. I recognize that number, so I think I will take a chance and say something about many of these legends I know. That number sounds like a number from a young lady who is an internationally known floral director reason I know she does floor raises for people like the Ravens, the Ritz-Carlton, very, very upscale type person. But I also know that she is very interested in hiring people and training people to get in the floor arrangement business. That's a $1 billion industry. So I'm going to take a guess and say that person is Miss Tia Terrell. If you're on the line, Miss Terrell, please speak up. If not, I sold your program anyway, and if I got it wrong, then I sold it to somebody else. So you should have been on there. But I think that is that number sounds familiar to me because we do a lot of floor arrangements. I just had a close friend that passed yesterday, was his homecoming, and she provided a beautiful, beautiful floor arrangement. Everybody was talking about it. Judge Norman Johnson, if you're in the Baltimore area, was a super, super judge and loved by everybody in the community. But I think that Miss Luttrell, I know she wanted to be on this call, but I also know she had another engagement. So I was a proxy for her. If she's on, she can always come in. All right.
I'm actually anybody here, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
I was actually just about to text you that I'm on my way out, but I just wanted to comment while I was able to be here. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Hello, everyone. My name is Tia Luttrell, and I'm the owner, floral artist, and designer of Luttrell Flowers, LLC. Thank you for that plug, Dr. Butler.
Yeah, well, you know, you and your mom are unique people because you're not only
Absolutely.
The owner of the store, but you're also an actress, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And your mother,
Absolutely.
And your mother is an actress?
She's a book author, yes.
Yes, and your mother has a book. I'd like for her, if she's near, if you guys can take a minute to talk about your book, because I think this goes out to about 40,000 people, and we'd like for them mm-hmm. to be able to order the book. We're going to be doing a fundraiser, and a portion of products like yours will go towards the fundraiser. So would you and your lovely mother, Bay, mm-hmm. take a few minutes and talk to the people?
Yeah, she's actually not near me at the moment, but the name of her book is called Something Strange in My Town. It's an excellent, excellent read, and you're actually able to purchase it on Amazon as well as her website. Can I give that information to you, Dr. Butler, so that you can
Absolutely.
Relate that?
Absolutely. We want to because see, if they buy through this this program, we know that a portion of the proceeds will go to helping someone else. If they get it from
mm-hmm.
Amazon, I don't know that could happen. This way we can at least track it. And then maybe like mm-hmm. I did for somebody else, we can get some copies that we would purchase from your mother and then give some of those away to some of the people on the show. So by all means, give all the information you need to give.
Mm-hmm. So you can find the book on Amazon. Look up Something Strange in My Town. Or you can visit the website at www.somethingstrangeinmytown.com. And as far as the floral website, you can actually find us at www.latrellflowers, that's spelled LATRELL, flowers with an S as in Sam, FLOWERS, LLC.com. And you're able to view all of our social media links, et cetera. Everything is on the website.
You know, Tia, a lot of the people on this particular segment, mm-hmm. What I wanted to do, you know, I used to have my own channel, but what I wanted to do was highlight other legacies, and you and your mom are certainly legacies. I'd like for you to tell people some of the awards that you received. I know people don't like to do this, but as a marketing person, I have to insist because if people don't know who they're talking to, then they can't appreciate the conversation. And if they do mm-hmm. know who they're talking to, then I think the next time they'll have other people on the line too, because I don't think they realize the treat that Jahi is presenting to them today. And they do need mm-hmm. to know. And if they get those fingers working, and there's no more than to call in and tell Jahi, thank you. We have to get used to using those words. Thank you. He's bringing something to our community. that we need, economic development. So can you just give them some of the people that you have done for, and I know you had that big old sign up on Broadway, but you go ahead and take a couple minutes. You guys use my time. That's what it's for.
And bear with me, everyone. I'm actually driving right now. So I would say some of the awards, you want me to speak on that? Or?
Yes, I do. First of all, tell them what state you're located in.
Yeah, so we're based out of Baltimore, Maryland, but we are actually a global service. Not only do we do flowers, we also have an apparel, houseware, and accessory line that's actually out of California, and we also have a shoe line that is out of Italy. So some of the awards that we actually receive an award, a yearly award from England. So that's kind of like an ongoing award where we've been awarded as the best florist in the U.S., the best flower shop in the U.S. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And we actually, the most recent award was actually a prestigious award as the best florist out of Dubai. So we were actually invited to come and accept the award, but unfortunately, due to other obligations, we weren't able to attend. But I did receive all of the information, so that was great.
Congratulations.
And what else? Yeah, thank you so much, Doc. And we've been featured.
Don't you do flowers for people like Ritz-Carlton, Ravens, and people like that
well,
also?
Well, actually, the Ravens, NFL, yes, we do. We do a lot. Yes, we do quite a bit. So, yes, we do. Look, I'm trying to keep up here. So.
The reason I wanted you to say this, because these are people that don't know and people that are looking for opportunities and wonder how they could get in. So usually I don't ask people to blow their horn, but when you have people out there, you might say something that strikes somebody and they may want to know how to do it. And I know that one of your passions is to be sort of like a teacher. And I don't see any reason why, if they know enough of the things that you do, why with this show and Jahi, why we can't put on maybe a seminar where the people that hear about the different things that you do could register for that seminar. So this is what I'm trying to get launched, where we come out of the dark, because a lot of times we hear these shows and people compliment it was a great show. But what my interest is, what did you do after the show? How many of those entrepreneurs did you contact? Because you have opportunities that people can get in the business that is really, really super, super high, and they never thought about it. The landscape and all that kind of stuff. And you're always with invitations to bid. And we, as a group, tend to complain about we don't have anything out there. So we're trying to show them that, yes, we do. We just have to go for it.
Yeah, we have to go for it. And, well, my number one thing is prayer. So without God, I wouldn't be doing any of this, to be honest with you. I think when it comes to contracts, that's everyone, absolutely. But when it comes to contracts, I have to be honest. You know, when all of this diversity and inclusion started, the only way that we honestly started to become included was because of diversity and inclusion in terms of the contracts. I have every license in the book. I've been licensed for years. However, I wasn't receiving proper opportunities. So I'll say that when Westmore stepped into office, like the tables turned, everything changed, thank God. And Westmore held everyone accountable for dispersing contracts in the proper way. You know, so what I would say would be to focus on becoming licensed first. You know, and then that's the whole, you know, that like I would prefer for individuals to be able to phone me, you know, so that I can kind of take them through that process, you know.
And that's what
they
need,
Tia.
That's what they need. At the onset of the program, that's one of the things that we emphasize, is that these are people that might not even have a company started. So what we do is we have referral services that will talk to them about starting their company, what type of company to start. And then we will be having different seminars, such as what does the bidding process look like? First of all, How do you get in? Mm-hmm. How do you go after being certified? So all of those things I outlined to them that we will be doing in our millionaires and training program. So you're right on target and absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fantastic. Fantastic. All right, fantastic. You know, but I actually have to go in like 3 minutes. I'm at my destination, but I at least wanted to say something, contribute something.
Well, we
thank you, guys, always.
We appreciate you coming in. That is so important to the listeners. And thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank your mother. Thank your mother.
Absolutely.
People don't know that I actually taught your mother, so she is one of the best out there.
Yes, you did. Well, and we love you, Doc.
and we love you guys. Well, thank you for your
Absolutely.
Call, and we look forward to you calling again. Well, let's make yourself
Absolutely.
A regular. All
and
right?
Looking forward to the seminar, the beginning of the seminar.
Yes, yes. Thank you. All right, Jahi,
okay.
We're back to you.
All right.
Bye,
that's
everyone.
All bye-bye. That's everybody we had to call in, so.
Well, that's good for a start.
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
And what we can do is just send a little a piece out for them for the next one, a brief little recap, who was on. And then that might encourage the people to make sure that they're on for the next one. A lot
right.
of times, people, because they think, well, there's nothing else exciting that's going to come down the pipe. Well, you can assure all of them that what we have just begun is something like they have never, ever seen before or been a part of before. So what is your assessment? You are the boss. We didn't have a lot of call-ins, but we did have call-ins.
Right, we did have call-ins, and that was good. And I thought, you shared a lot with people, and the actual product is, excuse me, you did go over that too.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, right, the titanium.
And since we had more than one that we're going to lend to the program, I was talking about the life servant and the life-saving device that we have now. We don't want to put too much of it on the air because copycat people will steal your stuff and put it out there. But but through your program, there will be at least 5 initiatives that people can pick anywhere from A to E and then be a part of that. And we will have teams of people to work with them in this specific area. Such if they're in immediate need of a fundraiser, then we can put them on some things like the baseball game, basketball game, and, of course, the lights, which would always be a foundation for what we are going to do. And we just need to keep these type things going because the numbers will add up. Initially, people don't start in because they don't know. But when we do it and stay with it, I think we're going to see something happen.
All right. All right. All right. Any closing remarks, Dr. Butler?
Well, the remark that I have is that your listeners keep listening and that they go out and tell a person that they heard something that was different. They heard something that was enlightening and that it is definitely your time and their time for us to move a group as a culture because we're starting to go into some lanes that have not normally been open. We have lanes, we have opportunities, we have job possibilities, and we're talking about moving aggressively forward with those people, those listeners to you, because now is the time that you have come to provide them with a link to the success.
All right. We work from home, and we're coming out with our theme song. It's my time. Let's double ask someone else to share.
Yep. We're talking about home-based businesses, and now the rubber meets the road. We want to see if they were just listening or if they really want to go someplace. And hopefully, even after this call, they can call you and say, well, I wasn't sure about what to say or get on the line, but they still should move forward with this. And I'm hoping that next week we can do like a part 2, part 3, part 4, until we get enough people that are doing what they need to do.
All right. You heard it from Dr. Mel Butler. And close out our theme song. It's my time. Here we go.